WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I know what you're thinking. Another day, another dose of digital noise, right? Our brains are constantly bombarded with information, notifications, opinions, you name it. It's enough to make anyone feel like they're drowning in a sea of sensory overload. But trust me, there's a way to navigate this chaos, and it all starts with changing the way we talk to ourselves. Today we're diving into something pretty powerful, the magic of positive affirmations. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of negative thoughts? You know, those little voices whispering, "I can't," "I'm not good enough," or "This is too hard"? Well, it turns out, those whispers have a ton of power. They shape our beliefs, influence our actions, and ultimately determine how we experience the world. But what if I told you that you could flip the script? What if you could replace those negative voices with positive, empowering statements that lift you up and set you on a path to success? That's where affirmations come in. They're like little mental pep talks that reprogram your subconscious mind. Think of it this way. Our brains are wired to believe what we repeatedly tell them. So if you constantly tell yourself negative things, guess what? Your brain starts believing those things as truth. But when you replace negativity with positivity, you start rewiring your thinking and creating a more optimistic outlook. Here's the good stuff, 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind. First off, affirmations work best when they're personalized. Don't just go around chanting generic phrases like, "I am successful." Dig deep and figure out what truly matters to you. Maybe it's confidence in a specific area of your life, or conquering a fear. Craft affirmations that speak directly to your needs and goals. Second, make them present tense. It might sound strange, but saying, "I am confident," instead of, "I will be confident," actually works better. Your brain responds more readily to statements that feel like they're already happening, so own those positive vibes. Third, believe it or not, repetition is key. Don't expect a single affirmation to change your life overnight. Consistency is crucial. Try incorporating affirmations into your daily routine, maybe first thing in the morning, during your commute, or before bed. Keep reminding your brain of its amazing potential. Fourth, feel the emotion behind those words. Don't just say them robotically. Really visualize yourself embodying that positive quality. Feel the confidence, the joy, the gratitude. The more emotionally charged your affirmations are, the deeper they'll resonate within you. And lastly, don't give up. There will be days when those negative voices try to creep back in. Just remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep believing, and watch as those positive affirmations transform your life from the inside out. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, Sarah, a talented musician who's been battling stage fright for years. She constantly tells herself, "I'm not good enough, I'll mess up, and everyone will judge me." You know that feeling when your mind gets caught in a loop of self-doubt? Yeah, that was Sarah. Then one day, she starts practicing positive affirmations. She whispers to herself, "I am confident and capable. My music is beautiful and deserves to be shared. I embrace the stage with joy." She keeps at it, even when those negative voices try to pull her back. And guess what? Something incredible happens. Sarah's confidence starts to grow. She feels more comfortable performing, and her music shines brighter than ever. Her affirmations helped her break free from the chains of self-doubt and tap into her true potential. So, remember this, the power is in your words. Don't let those negative voices define you. Choose to speak positively about yourself, your abilities, and your dreams. Believe me, your mind and your life will thank you for it. Keep shining, keep growing, and keep tapping out of that overstimulation. Until next time, stay awesome, and remember, the future is yours to create. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little positivity in their life. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me on social media for more tips and tricks to help you navigate this crazy world. See ya!
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.